listen to this track. Hey, what's up, everybody? Podcast episode 4. We talking about these weirdos. We got Dizzy in the building. What's up, Dizzy?
Yo, yo, yo. What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good, everybody on Instagram, Facebook, Second Life, 5M, Steam. How y'all doing today, man?
Even Roblox. Shout out to Roblox, man.
The Roblox community a little bit weird, but yeah, shout out to Roblox. We're about to talk about it. Oh, yeah. Shit.
We about to talk about the weirdos. So we got some breaking news. So basically, it's a person making over 200 accounts. They're going to people's stores. So make sure if you have an MD5 vendor, turn off your gift credit. So they're getting these accounts, right? And basically, they're using all the gift credits and they're purchasing items for their main account. That shit is fucking weird. First of all, when you make 200 accounts, that means you probably got to verify their email, right?
It do.
Damn.
It do.
200 accounts. 200. So think about it. Like, you know how like some, you know, stores got like, I guess like 500 free, you know, like a gift card or something like that. Then you can use it. So I guess this person is like, all right, I'm going to use it. And then I'm going to buy item for my main account. And I guess this person been tracking. I'm like, oh shit, like this shit is going on. That's some weirdo shit.
That's crazy, bro.
200 fucking accounts, bro.
But like, that's the crazy part about it, though. So like, let's say they do a $500 gift card, right?
Right.
Let's multiply that by 200.
Oh my god. Nah, we not. Nah.
Bro, that's 100K. That's 100K.
We not doing
that. In free lendings. That's crazy.
And the thing about it is they adding it up. They doing all this on their main account. And like, even if you ban them, it's kind of like, yo, I still got it. It's kind of like how people try to join a group and they try to get like all the group gifts like from the group. So that's why a lot of groups in general, like even unorthodox, like their group is kind of high. They charge a lot because when it's like a new release and they want that discount or something free, people that do stuff like that, they got like a free group and they all just jump over there. It's like using a coupon. They jump over there to get the free shit. Like,
they sell coupon. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of people that do that. Like anytime they see something, if it's free, it's for me. Even when LaLuca came out with that head for Christmas, which was dope, everybody's going to tell everybody, like, hey, get you a free head. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's just what that is. I definitely understand that.
Right. So.
And I ain't gonna hold, like, some of the stores that I shop at, I definitely gifts. Like, just because they're available. Deadwool, I'm getting everything on that rack because right. I think it can go with something I wear.
Right. That's true. I just think, like, with that situation, like, I never even thought about making 200 accounts. I know people that got alt accounts. I have an alt account for my store. But, like, to actually, like, make 200 accounts. And then you sit there, I'm like, all right, I'm going to claim that. And I'm going to join this group. I'm going to join that group just to get the item, like how they have like the, what is it called? Like the sitting chair?
Yeah, the sitting chairs. Yeah, I seen somebody do that, though. I seen somebody do that at Flight. Shout out to Flight. If anybody doesn't know about fucking Flight, you missing out. Best shoe designer on SL, hands the fuck down.
The GOAT.
You not fucking with him.
The GOAT. He is the GOAT.
The fucking GOAT.
But I just wanted to get that out the way. Like, so if you got like an MD vendor, make sure you turn off your gift credits or whatever, because they out here cheating the system. It's kind of like an exploit. So y'all might want to be safe, but listen, we got to talk about these weirdos. And that was just one weirdo. We had the breaking news that one. But we got to talk about the weirdos coming to 5M instantly. Worried about getting a dick. Don't give a fuck about getting a mesh body. They trying to fuck something.
They trying to fuck something, bro.
What you think about that?
Hey, yo, bro. So you probably remember this. We did a Pop the Balloon, right? With the nigga that had the sticking out of the Legacy demo body. Doll scanned him, right?
Right.
And she was like, this nigga got a Legacy body on, but he got a physics dick. What is going on here? Hey, out of pocket, bro.
Out of fucking pocket.
Hella out of pocket, bro. Demo's hanging off. Hey, what the fuck was going on with Buddy? I couldn't imagine it, bro.
so how do you feel? Like, would you consider them thirsty? Like, when a dude come to like 5M, they hear like, you know, go to like a lovers club, or they just ready just to get a dick and they trying to fuck something. Like, would you be like, yo, like, that's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird, but it's also kind of wild how they even RP. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. did we have like a video of the dude that was humping an old girl and he was like, "Put your mama alpha hood on." Like,
yep, he from 5M.
He from 5M. Hey, my nigga, like, yo, what the fuck is going on? These niggas is coming from 5M. These niggas are horny.
But what you think the reason is, though? Is it because it's like, is it a lot of females on 5M, or is it like more males?
Nah, it's definitely more males, because it's more. It's not kind of like, I feel like the females that play 5M, they kind of like being like playing dollies, right? They like dressing up, you know what I'm saying? They like looking right, and they like fucking, right?
Right.
So, like, the dudes come over here, and again, SL outnumbers cis straight males, right?
Right.
Probably 30-1.
Okay.
That's just what it is. And that's easy. You can look that up on Marketplace.
So what you're saying is, basically, if I go to 5M, it's damn near probably 85-90% males and 10% females, right?
I think it's probably something more like or less like 80-20.
Okay, 80-20. So you got dudes out here fighting over a female. So when they come to Second Life, and I guess the chicks from Second Life that go to 5M, they come over here, get a boyfriend, and then they get cheated on, because these 5M dudes out here, they cheating on fucking females. They got options.
They got a lot of options. And it ain't even that. Like, come on. Now they even got the motherfucking Bargain Bin Lovers Club. Like, 20 looking males. Hey, bro. They be there. Like, that's what was so crazy. Like, that's,
I think,
the shit
that one dude that cheated on his girl, he was from 5M.
Yeah. Oh, like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Hey, yo, ladies, look, I promise you this. If you're bringing your dude from 5M to SL and you expecting that relationship to work, you in for a long motherfucking night.
He gonna cheat. The funny part is, if you're listening to this, you probably got cheated on by a guy from 5M to Second Life. You thought it was going to work. So if you're dating a 5M dude right now, you listening to this podcast, guess what? He's probably cheating on you. He probably got passed around all that.
And it's also this. Fellas, if your girl get off SL to get on 5M, she's probably fucking cheating on you, dog.
That's a fact.
Because it's too many niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's choosing. Hell no. Hey, yo, girl, you trying to be with me and you want to go to 5M? Oh, hey, this relationship over with. Let's end this shit right here.
You got to. And my thing with that, the whole situation is, like, I feel like if you're from 5M and the first thing you're talking about is, like, getting a dick, yo, you got to go. Because now you have these weirdos, and I want to go right to it, where you have these weirdos out here. It don't matter if it's 5M or Second Life. Y'all just, even IMVU, sending out random dick pictures to females. Come on, man. What is you doing, bro? And it's going to be funny. And the thing about it is, because it's Second Life, you might get a dick picture back.
And no, and it's crazy that this way, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, yo. And it's hella disrespectful, right? Like, they ain't asked for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't ask for that. Now, if she done sent you some shit first and you escalated into a dick pic, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because it's only so much that a male can show off about his body, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A straight male. A straight male can show off about his body.
Right.
His dick and his balls, right? His dick and balls in his chest and his face. That's four things. So, it's just a little bit different in that case. But other than that, bro, like,
now
stop doing the weirdo shit. Stop sending your dick pic. Unwanted dick pics is hella trifling, cuz that's diabolical.
Good morning, love. It was a guy that actually sent this one chick a dick picture. He was like, yeah, I'm trying to, can you buy me a PC? I'm trying to get back on Second Life and 5M. And I think he said Roblox because I'm trying to beat my meat to some fucking, some Abby sex and all that, you know, videos. And I'm just like, bro, like, what type of time you on? Because my thing is this, like, you have guys out here that, it was another guy that was on my page. I exposed him because he was like, no weirdo. And guess what? He was a fucking weirdo.
Weirdo, come on. Bro. Come on. Weirdo, man. Bro. Weirdo. Hey, yo, Mr. Spider. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You a weirdo, all right? I just want to let you know that. You, not only did you say some racist shit, right? The niggas caught you with a video, right? Are you fucking a black chick, Abby? Because, like, what are you doing out here? Yeah. You did that. Oh, yeah, baby. I got to buy you some ass smackers. Like, what the fuck is he said that in the video. Bro, baby, I got to get you some ass smackers.
Come on, man.
Because he couldn't smack her ass. It's crazy. In his own body that he designed.
Like Barney said, he was out here using his imagination. It's just crazy work. Like, and some of y'all dudes out here, man, stop being the weirdos where you like, yo, I'm a creator, I'm this, I'm that, and y'all doing the weirdo shit, man. Because you trying to get your, you know, oh, I'm going to use my name as clout. Oh, I make this, I make that. Let me do this. Like, that shit is weird. And stop stalking females on the game, man. What you think about that, man?
Stop stalking them, bro. It's this, right? It's this. And I'm going to just be real and say this. Like, if it's at a public place and y'all, you normally go there or you've been there before and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. That's a public place, right?
Right.
But if you all on her motherfucking land, you trying to see what's going on. You got...
You remember the profile? You were talking about that. You remember the profile joint? You was like, yo, you was telling some people that was, you know, that's new to Second Life, like, yo, change your shit in your profile. Yo, let them know about that.
Yeah, change the shit in your profile. Yeah, change the shit in your profile. Make sure you ain't got no pics to your homeland and all the other shit. You know what I'm saying? So the weirdos can't come to your motherfucking land and be stalking you and shit like that. Popping up on you, TPing down on your motherfucking head. You go AFK, then a nigga down right by your motherfucking head and shit like that. Like, that ain't cool, bro. Like,
so if you do have, like, you know, like, landmarks to, you know, like, your pictures and all that in your pics, make sure it's a landmark that's not to your home because you will,
yes,
you know, come on.
Yes. Hey, if you really want to be an asshole, go to, like, a fucked up spot and create a pic there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So a motherfucker come there, nigga, it's crazy.
Listen, my thing is this, because you got a lot of weirdos out here, which we going to talk about, the rendering clothes. That shit is weird. I seen a lot of dudes doing that shit.
Like, the rendering clothes is diabolical, cuz. Like, for real. Imagine the rendering clothes, right? And the chick got on the alpha.
Oh, man. Come on, man. What are we doing here, man?
What we got going on? You got to tell, hey. How do you get in somebody's box and be like, hey, can you take your alphas off?
That's crazy
work, bro.
The thing about it is, you have these dudes, they'll render your clothes, and like, if a chick is AFK, like, if you think this guy's cool, you go AFK for a minute, all of a sudden, if you want to pose ball, I would recommend you standing up, because if some of these guys, if you want to, like, a freaky ass, you know, furniture or something like that, you better have some Christian Mingle joint, because if you sit down, he going to render your clothes. Now he fucking you. Now it's on IG. Now it's on the X.com site.
Now it's on the X.com. And also this, don't fuck on Linden land. That's where all the weirdos be.
Right.
Like, they hop around from sim to sim, see who fucking, and then they might jump on your bed. Now you in a threesome animation with a dude, or, you know what I'm saying, a weird ass looking robot or some crazy shit like that.
Also, like, if you a dude, don't go AFK on a pose ball, because that chick that you might have, you know, cheated on last week and she said she forgave you, now all of a sudden she putting a dick on, or she got a male friend that's going to drop down, now he turning you out the frame. No diddy. And that sound crazy. So my thing is this, man. Be safe.
He beat your SL booty hole all in. It's crazy work.
Crazy work. And I'm just saying, you gotta be safe. Like, that's why, like, when you at somebody's house, never sit down if you're gonna go AFK, because you have a lot of people that's, you know, out there to, you know, try to get revenge. And also, like, if you're cool with somebody, if you have a brother, sister, and like, you know, they in a relationship, some weirdo shit is like fucking with that girl or that nigga on the low. Like, what happened to the code? Like, niggas on no, we not on no code no more, Dizzy.
Like the code, bro. It be like this, bro. SL sex is such a temptation for a lot of people, right? Damn. And niggas don't even give a fuck about the code. We got motherfucking dudes fucking people, family members, right? We got dudes having threesomes with the motherfucking mother and daughter.
Yeah.
We got all type of wild shit that's going on, bro.
So
like, and that shit like it tells me that a lot of people, it ain't no code. You know what I'm saying? Like, the code apply to people that got fucking integrity and moral and values. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have that, bro.
Right.
So it ain't no code to them. The code is get it how the fuck you live.
Right. So, but don't get it twisted. For me, like if I'm cool, like, you're my friend, I'm not going to, like, mess with your girl or nothing like that.
And that's just vice versa, though. Like, just what it is. And you always, you kind of applied that to me. Well, you really instilled that. Like, hey, yo, look. I never talked to none of y'all girls to a point to where,
but you know what's like, so crazy?
To a point to where, like, if you look at your page, right?
Right.
Whenever you do like baddies pictures, because motherfuckers, the baddies be in your
They bad as hell. Y'all, if you in my story, you bad as hell. Now, if you look crazy as hell, I'm probably laughing. I just wanted to share it. But go ahead.
It was a couple on that little hit.
And
guess what? Hey, I definitely was requested. Fuck it.
but my thing with that situation is this, like, I do, like, my code is this, and this is just me in general. A lot of guys don't have to do this code, but basically, if my friend have a girlfriend or something like that, if you're half naked, I'm not going to share your picture. It's been a few times, and, you know, just in general, I promise you, if your girl is, like, in a bikini or something like that, or twerking some ass, I'm not sharing that. I don't give a fuck if I share. You have to have a turtleneck, a sweater on, and a coat, and or you having a picture with my homeboy, then I'll share it. But I'm not sharing you twerking your ass, because my homeboy might be like, yo, what type of time you on? Like, why are you sharing my girl and her ass is out? But I live by the code where you have to actually be my friend. We have to actually talk damn near maybe every day. But if you just a friend, like, I just know you for like a week, and your girl want to smash, guess what? I'm going to smash your girl. It is what it is. I ain't living by no code. It is what it is.
It ain't no code to that, because you don't owe him anything. You don't owe him any kind of loyalty or anything else like that. Like, your girl chose. Your girl chose
this. Blue pill, red pill. Ladies, I was more
ladies, 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 your nigga chose this instance. You know what I'm saying? So it's that, bro. Mm-hmm. And that's just the realest thing ever. Like, why would I give my worst enemy? Why the fuck would I give a fuck if his chick came over here and wanted to fuck? Right. I'm just gonna do it just to spite him. Fuck him. And they don't know. That's me being on some real nigga shit. Like, I know it's probably wrong to some people. Right. Like, no, we ain't gonna do that. Fuck that. I'm gonna knock her motherfucking bottom loose.
Right. We trying to knock the PBR out of that. I do want to say this. Now, if you have a brother, sister, friend, or girlfriend, or whatever you have, because this goes for both people. Basically, we know everybody, you know, you had that one person from 5M or just a new platform. They always got a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend every week. That don't count. Them people, they get passed around a lot because they be out here on some Pokemon, gotta catch them all, talking about, oh, you messing with my ex. Which one? Because, motherfucker, you got about 45, you know, like, it's a bunch of them. You get what I'm saying? There's so many of them where it's like, no.
And then the crazy part about it all, they be having fucking Zuby babies and shit like that. Like, what? Like, you, man.
I feel like this, though, Dizzy. Like, so, let's just say you got, like, a bunch of brothers, and that one brother just all of a sudden just be smashing damn near half the grid. I feel like you don't owe him no loyalty off the simple fact, like, bro, you've been in, like, damn near, this is for people that's been in, like, 50 relationships. Like, if you've been in, like, that many relationships, like, no. Like, bro, you've been with so many, bro. Like, if I'm with your ex, man, you got to deal with that, bro. You get what I'm saying?
Like, I wouldn't fuck with none of your exes, though.
But like, I'm just saying, just imagine a guy that was a hoe, like just a straight hoe, and just you was rocking with your chick, and then you find out, like, damn, like, do you say no, or do you just like, yo, like, my man, you been with so, and your brother's in like a new relationship. Would you care?
In that instance, nah.
Oh, okay. Cause I just feel like he been like let's just say you know your brother, like, damn, he been in like 30 different relationships. You probably thinking like, damn, nah, bro. Nah.
When it becomes this though, right? And this is how I truly feel about that, right?
Right.
Like, it's my brother's, like, if I'm talking to like you, right, as my friend, right? Or talking to my brother Country.
Right.
Shout out to my brother Country.
Shout out to Country.
It's gonna be chicks that's untouchable, right?
Right.
He gonna reiterate the chicks that's untouchable by me. And I already know that. Like, no, you can't fuck with that, bro. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna have that. And guess what? He gonna know who's untouchable.
Niggas is gatekeeping females.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like,
that's how, like, crazy though. Like, it's like Pokemon. Like, you got Charizard, Pikachu.
It's just something you just don't hit.
Right. I get it. It's
something that you just don't hit. And If you dated my brother Country and you try to date me, it ain't gonna work the fuck out. Like, no. Like, I'm not doing that.
What if it was only like a week though?
I'm like, still not doing. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it and that comes from permission from Country, right?
In you gotta sense get of, permission?
Like, yeah. Hey, my motherfucking brother Mello, right hand of fucking God. Illest nigga on SL, funny as hell, right?
Right.
We had an instance like that where it was a chick, and he was like, yeah, bro, I hit. She mom hella good too. Hey, you should try it out. And I was like, yo, hell no, dog. Like, you my brother. You my brother. Like, nah, bro. He was like, nah, bro, I'm telling you. And she got that bag. She gonna cash you out.
That sounds crazy.
So my brother was throwing me the rock.
Right. No, I get it.
He was D Wade, but I wasn't LeBron, nigga. I ain't catch that motherfucker.
I get it. I mean, my standpoint is a little bit different, like, because I don't really got no brothers on here. Like, I'm cool with people. Like, I might consider brothers, but it's more of a, like, if you was only with that person for a week, man, like, and I already know, like, you moved on and something like that. But I'm not on the type of time where it's like, okay, 1 week. And then, like, 2 days later, I'm already taking out the, you know, a My Story dinner meal or something like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, that should be out of pocket. That. Or taking a picture with her. It ain't that.
But, nah, it ain't that. But if you see me in a picture with her,
right?
She off limits, dog. Like, that's the untouchable right there. That's the untouchable right there because, like, that's the person that I'm creating moments with, right?
Okay.
Now, if you see, and it depends on what kind of picture. Now, if it's on Instagram, me cuddled up, booed up, and you see a motherfucking catalog, a photo fucking book of pictures, then you would know, like, okay, yeah, that's untouchable. You know what I'm saying? Right. You see real videos, that's untouchable.
Right.
Nah, you see me on motherfucking X banging some shorty out, probably not untouchable.
Right. I'm going to be honest. Anybody that date any of my exes, I really don't care, man. It is what it is for me. You know what I mean? But, like, that's just for me, man. That's how I feel about it.
It's the homies date. It's my homies dating certain exes.
Right. No, I get it. But, like, and it's also one of them situations where you have weirdos trying to collab or meet up in world just to fuck. What's up with that? That's crazy. You ever like, yo, let me just, you know, collab/ I'm trying to fuck. You ever did that? Or like, nah, like, you ain't never did that?
Nah, I ain't never did that. I ain't never did, like, collab fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I did collabs, but you know what's so crazy? When I did my bunny picture collabs, I'm going to be realistic. So when I did them, like, collabs, a lot of people assumed that I was fucking them. I was not. Yo, I would, and they would tell you.
That's what it was, too. Right. It was just a collab, like. You was paying for it any fucking way.
Right.
Come over here. I'm paying for it anyway. Shout out to Liz Craven. That's her name, right? Liz Craven?
I don't even know who. No, I think that's a dude. I forgot. Okay. But who, like, that, shout out to him because he was cold. But, like, I will say this. It was one chick. She was hot and ready. I ain't going to cap. I did smash. I did smash. Hold on. Nigga. I smashed. You know, she was like, what we doing after this? I said, what do you mean? Like, what we doing after this? And that was that. But, like, other than that, like, I would just be one and done. Like, but like people will say, like, yo, like it was one dude that broke up with his chick because he seen me hanging out with his girl and he thought it was that. My internet went out, man. We had to do maintenance and he thought I was like banging her out. Like I was just showing her how to play the game. Shout out to her. I'm not gonna say her name, but that shit was wild. Like what?
My man, and that's what it is too. That's some insecurities with their men themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because we all got them as men. Yeah. Ladies, we all have them as men. Like, yeah. It's just that.
But do you think it's weird that dudes like do that? Like, yo, let me collab. Let me meet you in world.
Hell yeah. And then, hey, yo, ladies, if you collab with a dude and you drop down and he already got his motherfucking bottoms off, he trying to fuck. All right, I'm just being real. Hey, yo, it ain't no pictures being taken. He clapping them cheeks. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? You gonna be a cum shot photo. Right.
And just because you put hashtag friend, hashtag blog shit, fuck out of here. We know what it is, man. We know what it is, bro.
We know 100% what it is.
And people, realistically, I'm gonna just say this. People might say the same thing with me, but like, yo, you can ask all these chicks, bro. Like, most females that talk to me, I'm not even on that type of time. I don't even be on like that. I tell people all the time, I barely really be on Second Life like that. But other than that, like, nah, man, I'm not doing that shit, man.
That's a fact. But, hey, it's almost, you want me to tell you what I think about when niggas like TP down with their bottoms on?
Oh, man.
Right? You want me to tell you what I think of them niggas about like? TP and down with their bottoms on. Niggas beating their meat as you talking to them, having a regular conversation. Hey, man,
I forgot to mention that. We know that
these niggas be doing that. De-rendering fucking clothes, fucking on you while you AFK. That shit is crazy, bro.
We gotta back up. So if you one of these dudes, and a lot of y'all dudes be doing this shit. If you talking to a female and she having a regular conversation, like, hey, how was your day? Stop beating your meat, my nigga, as she talking, my nigga. Then you breathing hard like you in a Star Wars episode. What we doing here, man? That shit weird, nigga. You the same niggas out here talking about God first with the Jesus piece. We tired of that shit, nigga. You ain't getting to heaven.
The Jesus piece with Jesus' bloody eyes. It's crazy, bro.
These are the guys, man. And like,
these are the guys, bro.
I forgot about that. It'd be a lot of, and this is crazy. That's damn near like phone rape, my nigga. Like, you shouldn't be phone raping females on Second Life. Like, yo, they didn't ask for that. Like, what are we doing here?
But it'd be a lot of this too, bro. It'd be a lot of undercover weirdos on SN.
Oh man.
Niggas that really like men, right? But won't say anything about it. I know, hey, oh look.
Right.
The LGBTQ community. I love y'all. All right. Y'all do y'all fucking thing, and this is why y'all do y'all thing. Y'all expose them niggas. Right. Like, he was with me, and their community so small, right?
Right.
That guess what? He get exposed by all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, here it goes.
Right.
So, I applaud y'all for that.
Right.
That's y'all taking accountability and saying, hey, yo, look, nigga, quit pretending to be fucking straight.
Right.
Quit pretending to be straight because guess what? You was in bed with me. You was talking about how big my dick was. Right? You was talking about how good my pussy was. No homo. Right? You was on that type of time, and they'll tell that shit. And I can respect that.
I can respect that shit, too, because it's a lot of people that be frauding. And my biggest thing with this whole weirdo stuff in general, it's like male, females, anybody. No means no. If the motherfuckers say no, if I say no, it means no. Stop trying to force something on somebody in general. Like, what are we doing here? Be yourself, bruh. You don't have to be weird, like, because when you do all this stuff that we're, like, talking about, that's fucking weird. Like, bro, like, it makes people not want to play the game. It makes people feel uncomfortable. And, like, I'm gonna say this, too. And a lot of y'all that be defending these fucking weirdos that be in your family, y'all need to be checked, too. Because it's like, yo, it makes you fucking weird because you're hanging with these fucking weirdos because they're your fucking friends. You can never
get a second chance on digitally raping somebody.
That's crazy. That sounds crazy.
Digitally raping somebody is crazy. Were you 3D raping her, bro? Like, and I can get behind this kind of thing, right? It's a thing called consent, non-consent, right?
Right.
But that's But that's in the middle of like role play. You know what I'm saying? Like not you TPing the audience, you know what I'm saying? So you can cuckold yourself.
Right.
And y'all banging a chick out. That look that sound crazy as hell.
Right. That shit sound wild as hell. Like, bro, like what are you doing, bro? Like, and then they just keep on like, and then if you say no, they get mad. Oh, that's why you ugly, this and that. Yo, honestly, touch grass, man. That shit is sad.
Don't mean fucking no, all right?
Right.
If, bro, a child molester, a pedophile, a chomo?
No.
Hey, yo, look, that's number one diabolical on my list, unforgivable. Digitally raping somebody?
Right. You gotta
probably go. Probably number two.
You gotta go. If you doing stuff probably like that, you gotta go, because if my thing is this, that's why I don't have friends like that, because why would I want to even have friends like that? Because they're like, yo, you know your friend did that. Like, I don't want to be your friend because, like, yo, you should know from your, you know what I mean? Like who raised you, bro, to do something
who
like that?
Who raised you? Yeah, who raised you? Who raised you to send a motherfucking dick pic, B?
That's what I'm just saying.
Just unannounced.
Good morning, love.
They get the unannounced.
Come on, man. Talking about good morning, love, all this stuff
good
like that.
Good morning, love. I was thinking about you, and then it's a dick pic.
It's
crazy work.
It's crazy as hell, bro. Like, and I'm telling you, you keep on doing that, you're going to get a dick picture back. Now you in Lord of the Rings, and now you sword fighting, nigga. Fight for your life, nigga. Game of Thrones,
fight
nigga.
For your life, bro.
Fuck
fight
you
for
talking
your fucking
about,
life. Man. It's crazy.
But that's pretty much it. That's the whole episode. Does he want to talk about something else?
I really want to know, as a community, what y'all think of this idea. And me and Daily, we kind of... I'm going to be real and say this. Daily, like, if it happens, okay. I'm more excited about it because I'm more excited about anything because the homeboy got his domain back and I'm putting on for him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like he putting me on, so it's a reciprocating thing. No homo. And I really want y'all to really give us some feedback about this. We wanted to possibly do one live show a month where the people in SL can come down and they can come holler at us, right? But we ain't doing no faking. It ain't no motherfucking mics. Got a question, we gonna read your question.
Right.
And we gonna make sure, you know what I'm saying, your question get answered. You know what I'm saying? Right.
And
we
it can't be ghetto as hell. Like, my thing is, like, so
yeah,
my stance is, like, it can't be ghetto. I don't want to, yo, we can be a team and all that. Look, it's just me and Dizzy, man. We not the Avengers. We not X-Men. Look, I'm here to do it. You know, if this is what the people want, you know, I'm not The Rock. I'm not the people champ, you know. I'm for myself. I am legend. Will Smith, Last Survivor. But, like, for everybody else, if they really want that, man, I'll do it. But, like, you know, like, so... We need your feedback. So, you know, hit us up in the DMs. You know, let me know if that's what y'all really want. Because we could do, like, you know, one live show a month. If you want more, you know, if it's really on demand, then, you know, we could do that. We can make it happen. But, you know.
I'm definitely with the shit. So, I hope y'all do support that. Because, right. Like, I want to give y'all, like, a in-world production. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be hella dope if we can pull that off.
All
but right. Y'all motherfuckers gotta act right.
Gotta
so no
motherfucking right.
Jigaboo dancing, all right? No motherfucking acting a motherfucking fool. No motherfucking dropping down, playing them bullshit ass gestures, all right? We don't want to hear none of that moaning gesture shit because we gonna get you the fuck up out of there, all right? Real quick.
Right. So listen, that's our episode 5. We gonna have another guest. We gonna talk about the mesh bodies. We gonna get y'all out the way.
Ooh, we definitely need to do that.
That's about it. Hope everybody have a great day. Tune in next time.
They still together now. He feeling like he love her, so he let her in his business. Cause he feel like he could trust her.
Damn.
She sitting in the kitchen while he busting on them bricks.
Nah.
She thumbing through the checks. He swear he got a gangster. But he don't know about this bitch. This everything she say a lot. Man, this bitch ain't who she say she is. This bitch is FBI. Man, this game a dirty game. Man, beware for the tricks. Or you end up just like Mike. He sending jail about a jail.